Playhouse in the morning. 194 Beyonce, Break My Soul. 7:23 in the morning. Quick round of Am I the Jerk? So Am I the Jerk works this way. We solicit for these on our Playhouse social media, and every once in a while, you've been there before. You thought, man, was I the jerk in this, or am I innocent? But we roundtable it real quick, and you can certainly vote if you like to. Jerk, not a jerk, 35-270. If you think Amy or I is completely off base on the whole thing, 3 cases today. Amy K, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Am I the Jerk? 1 of 3. I recently started a new job. Well, my old job reached out with a sizable pay increase if I were to come back as soon as possible. I've worked this new job for just over a week and 2 days specifically. Am I the jerk if I just don't show up after a day or two? I can't imagine that they'd want a 2-week notice, having been there 2 weeks even.
I kind of agree with like the 2-week notice. I'm not wanting it, but I also think it's a jerk move to not say anything and just like ghost them. That's not fair. So if you want to go back to your job, why did you leave in the first place? Like, I think it's something you need to think about. But then if you are choosing to go back, just say, I'm sorry, this just wasn't a good fit for me.
I mean, it seems like if it's all a money thing, you could even just be honest. Listen, they call back. They offer me a situation I can't refuse. Yeah. Got to go back. Thanks so much. This place might compete for you. They may throw more money at you, too. You might have a bidding war on yourself.
Now, I was going to say, actually, that could happen. If they really want to keep you, too, they're like, come on, we hired you. What if we'll pay you whatever they want to pay you, or they're going to pay you more? So you do say, I think you say something. You can't just leave them hanging.
People are a valuable resource these days. So, yeah, just go ahead and have an honest conversation. Who knows what would happen? I would say you would be a jerk if you would do what you just described. Mm-hmm. Yes. Case 2 of 3. I really like my coworker's makeup. She left her makeup bag in the bathroom the other day. So I just, slid the whole bag into my purse. I've always been a real finders keepers type of person. I feel like it was left there, so it's mine. But does that count if I know exactly who it belongs to? Am I the jerk if I keep this?
So that's like not a finders keepers thing. You know who it is. Why don't you just say, hey, you left this there?
I grabbed this for you. I forgot to give it to you.
Yeah. You know who it is. That's not fair. So I do think you are a jerk.
I would say, yeah, jerk too. I'm not sure that's finders keepers or so much as stealing.
Yes, that's why I think it is stealing.
Especially since you know exactly who it belongs to. And if it's like your work bathroom, even if you didn't, they eventually would have found it in there.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say too. Like, even if you don't know whose it is, at least then you just like say something. Like, you could send out a company email, found this in the female's bathroom. Or how would you feel if that happened to you and you forgot something?
Can you imagine if you like lost that and then you're staring at somebody? You're like, wait a second.
That looks familiar.
Think that I would. Would you be able to identify shade?
I don't. Not? Probably not. No. I don't know. I don't like that she. You just can't take it. I don't like that she called it finders keepers, because that's not really it at all. It was in your work bathroom.
Yeah.
And you know who it is, but it was at least one of your coworkers.
Had you found it on a sidewalk?
Maybe. Yeah.
The middle of a park. Maybe get away with it then. And am I the jerk? 3 of 3. I sometimes like and comment on women I know's things on social media just because I know it makes my girlfriend jealous and insecure, and maybe makes her appreciate me more and treat me better. I always feel like she seduces me and gives me more attention when she notices I'm active on other women's social media. Am I the jerk for using her in this way?
Yes, I think 100% you are a jerk. You said it makes her self-conscious. Why are you willingly trying to make your partner self-conscious?
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's great for you that it's working out in your favor, but I mean, yeah, to do it for that reason, that kind of, you probably are a jerk.
Yeah, I'm sure there's other things you can do to make her show you some more love, but trying to make her feel jealous and self-conscious, you're a jerk.
So she's scrolling and she sees that he like hearted something on Instagram, so she throws herself at him. Is that what's happening?
Yes, and I don't think... There's other things. Why don't you plan a nice date night for her? Do something nice for her, not willingly trying to get her jealous.
Oh, but that sounds like a lot of work, though. It's so effortless just to double tap.
I was like scrolling. No, I don't like that at all.
Double tap gets him single tapped.
Probably in a little bit.
He's kind of a fan of that. Yeah, you're probably a jerk, unfortunately. I'm sorry.
How? Why do you think that's a good idea? I feel bad for her. I feel like that's like a mind game you're playing.
Were we 3 for 3 on all jerks
today? I think all 3 were jerks, yeah.
Oh, that's how you like to start the month and week.
But they all were jerks. They deserve it.
Hey, almost impossible question of the day with Amy K after Bieber. Yeah.
Say my name. You're in the Playhouse on Y94. Woo. Just
one. On Y94.